I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terrorist groups have become entrenched in Mali. Can leaders from around West Africa help find a solution? We'll explore that in today's program. Plus, you can take part in a virtual mission trip this year, and we'll tell you how. But first, landlocked in West Africa, Mali's future dictates that of the entire region. Leaders from five neighboring countries met in Mali with President Keita on Thursday, but they couldn't find a solution, so the discussions continue virtually today. Now, if the political unrest isn't resolved, it could undermine efforts to contain terrorists in Mali and beyond. Senior analyst with Open Doors International, Ilia Jadi, says,
"This high-level mission is a clear illustration of the importance of Mali or the fear from neighboring countries. Northern Mali, Central Mali has become now a safe haven for terrorist group."
Militants linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State have expanded from Mali into Niger and Burkina Faso, and their reach is ever growing. Christians are in the crosshairs.
"Their aim is to eradicate Christianity in that region. As believers, as listeners, we need to pay attention. What is happening in Mali may have repercussions for the whole region."
Sign up for our email updates to follow this story, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org.
"So it's not only about Sahel, it's not only about sub-Saharan Africa. We should all be concerned by what is happening. It's a big threat, security threat for the whole region, which has clear repercussions for the security of Europe and the rest of the world."
Next, Kenya considers 2020 to be a lost school year, but pregnant teenage girls in the country stand to lose a lot more than that. Vincent Michael of FMI says the economic uncertainty caused by the COVID-19 pandemic has led a lot of teen girls into isolation and desperation.
"That cuts the girls off from a major source of counsel that they could be receiving from their pastors, from older women, and then the girls end up resorting to transactional sex. So this is causing a spike. It's increased by 100%, so double the normal amount of teen unwed pregnancies in Western Kisumu County."
And all consequences fall on the young women.
98% of the girls that get pregnant while they're still teenagers will not return and finish their education. And so it's going to put them at a huge disadvantage. That's going to then domino effect into longer term consequences where they'll be more dependent upon marriages that may not be healthy.
Prevailing cultural attitudes in Kenya make it much more difficult for girls to get the care they need.
In Kenya, and this is the case in many third world and developing countries, there is a very, very high level of shame associated with women's health.
Pray that many in Kenya would be drawn to Jesus Christ as they see the church care for women and their health. And if you ever wanted to go on a missions trip but lack time and funds, digital platforms allow E3 partners to set up virtual mission trips now. Jeff Johnson tells us,
"God kind of gave us the vision for this in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. But as we've gone about developing it, we've come to realize that this isn't really a temporary solution. This is another avenue through which the gospel can reach the nations."
Apart from the physical aspect, these virtual trips still provide an experience and are more affordable.
"Since you're connecting and interacting with these people abroad, we just try to bring that culture into the trip a little bit."
Virtual missions to the Philippines and Rwanda are planned within the next month. E3 has close to 20 trips planned in 2020, and registration can be found on the website.
"These virtual trips are unique. They're new, but we've already seen, God do amazing things through them. And so I would just encourage people to, check them out, sign up for one, and just see how God can use you and work through you, even in the midst of all the craziness going on in our world."
Pray that these virtual mission trips will help to plant the seeds of the gospel. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, no one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, but your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you stories of the heroes of the faith and to be the voices for the voiceless. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab on our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.